All right, hello everyone. I know I'm a day late. My bad. I had a interview yesterday and it was a lot more exhausting than I thought it would be. Oh yeah, welcome to the King's Kitten. I'm KJ. And this is my shitty podcast. Okay, awesome. Intro done. No, but it's gonna be good about posting and then my bad. I'm sorry. I failed. Failed those of you out there who are actually listening. But yeah, so had an interview yesterday. I got a notification from my interview that I had on Wednesday for a different place that I didn't get that one. So that kind of sucks. But I guess we'll see if we get this one. Like, when did the job interview process get so long? You have to sit there, you have to find the job, you got to fill out the application, and then you have to do like these hour assessments, and then you have to pass the assessment, and then you need to schedule the first interview, and then you got to do the second interview, and then you find out whether or not, like, y'all need to start paying people for all this extra fucking shit because I just put hours into potentially working for you. Like, hours. I mean, because mind you, even though a lot of these things are online, I still have to look presentable, so I still have to get my fucking self together. And then it's like, you still want me to take an hour? Like, what? I can't. This is why, like, people who are in a job, right? This is why they're not out here looking. It's why I get why people don't, especially now, when they say, like, oh, the best time to look for a new job is when you already have a job. But let me tell you what, who out here working a full-time job and then has fucking all these hours to try to get a new fucking job? I don't even have a job, and it's a lot of fucking time to do, like. Because you're not just going to try to do one place at a time, right? If you're looking for a new job, you're going to try to do lots of places. Because if you have openings, those openings don't just stay open until you fucking complete the assessment. And then you have people out here selling feet pics for fucking money and used panties, making bank. And there's a guy on Pornhub who's like, he's not even doing anything. He's just out here, like, shaking his dick in places and making 8 grand off each fucking video. Like, he's nothing even sexual. Just wagging his dick around in different fucking places. Like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. I understand that you have to deal with the implications of the sex industry and yada yada yada. I'm not. I'm just frustrated, you know? It's difficult to want to be. It's not difficult to want to be successful. It's just frustrating. Admittedly, I'm not very good at, like, first initial research. Like, I understand. You find all these things online where it's like, oh, it's so easy. Just do this and you can make money and just do this. I do this and I make money. And if you want me to teach you, then you can pay me for this and then I'll show you. Like, or they give you suggestions. Like, no, I don't. Give me a whole, like, I just want a play by play. I want you to just tell me exactly what the fuck to do. Because I don't fucking know. Like, I really don't fucking know. I don't fucking know anymore. And then, like, my anxiety has been really bad here recently, which is even more frustrating. I'm doing all these fucking interviews. Like, and not getting anywhere. And not getting anywhere. And I don't think I, and before, I don't think I interview poorly. right? I don't just sit there with a bunch of fucking filler words. I'm not out here not having good examples. I'm not doing a whole full answer of the fucking questions. Although I did do this one interview for this one place, and like I would answer the lady's question, and then she would like act like she needed more. It's like, lady, I full circled your fucking question. And then she would ask me another question, and it was like the same question with a different hat. Stupid. So fucking stupid. It reminds me of this post that I saw with this person said, "Why is life so expensive? I'm not even having a good time." Like, no fucking shit, fam. Me too. And then I understand it's like, oh, if I had gone to school, maybe my life would be different and all this other fucking shit. But school isn't made for everybody. The way schools are aren't designed for everybody. That's not a thing. Bullshit. Anyway, so yeah. I honestly could cry now. I'm just frustrated. It's so tiring to just continuously put yourself out there. Put the energy, and it's like, it's like, do I take the energy that I would use to just even brush my fucking teeth to fill in a fucking application? And in the end, brushing my teeth would have been more beneficial because get what they do in the fucking application and doing all these fucking, which mind you, I passed the assessment, so it's not an issue. It's not an issue until I get to the second fucking interview with these fucking people. Of course, there's always someone better. And here's the thing, I'm sure the someone better is someone who has a fucking degree in fucking something that they can't even find a fucking job in. So then just because they have a degree, it makes them a better fucking candidate, which is even more annoying because it's like, fuck you. Like, the idea that everyone has the capacity for school is ludicrous. You know what else? Why are there so many fucking old people in politics? Like, get the fuck out. Like, I'm sorry. But I mean, like, here in America, you know, Nancy Pelosi is a big fucking thing. She's an 81-year-old woman. Get the fuck out. You know nothing about who we. You were so disconnected from the fucking world. Like, and what is now? Like, they really need a fucking. There's an age minimum on how young you're allowed to be fucking president. And you know what? There should be a fucking age cap. And not like at 65. No. How about 55? Because, fam, if you're 65 and that's the age limit and you happen to get into presidency and that's 4 years, now you're 69. And then, boom, what if you get re-fucking elected because you just happen to have a fucking good time? Or you know what? We don't like to fucking change. I'm actually in here in America, we don't like to change. We'll ride someone for the whole fucking 8 years till we have to choose something new. Unless whatever, I don't know what the fuck actually happened this past election, but we ain't gotta talk about that. But then you're in your 70s. Like, fuck you. No 70-year-old person ever. No, 55's cut off. 35 to 55. You got 20 years. And this is for, maybe the cap for, like, Congress can be 65. But the moment you're fucking 65, get the fuck out. Honestly. Honestly. You should only be able to run for so fucking long. You shouldn't be able to make a lifetime out of this fucking shit. 35 to 55, done. You're allowed 20 fucking years and get the fuck out. So damn annoying. Because nothing is done. And I think it's stupid. This whole debt ceiling thing with America is utterly dumb. Utterly dumb. Of course we're gonna fucking raise it. The problem is that here in America, I don't know how it is in other fucking countries. I don't fucking know. We should only be allowed to do one piece of fucking shit at the time. Y'all don't want to pass shit that can affect everyone's fucking lives because some other person wants to sneak some fucking shit that's utterly irrelevant. No, it should be a one fucking thing at a time. Like, I don't need to sit here, like, the fucking infrastructure plan, that whole big thing, there's all kinds of extra fluff in that motherfucker. There should not be extra fluff in that motherfucker. It should literally only be about fucking roads and bridges, and that's the only thing that should be in that document. Like, why is it so fucking hard? It's not hard. It shouldn't be that hard. Like, I get how it started, right? I get how it started. It'd be like, oh, well, we'll do this, and let's just, I mean, if you want this, let's just add into this, and like, oh, I guess I can agree to that. And then just kept going and going, and now, and now it's to the point, it's gone so fucking far, nothing ever fucking gets done. But the debt ceiling thing really fucking confuses me, because at the end of the day, guess what? We're gonna fucking raise the debt ceiling. We're not idiots. We really go on how default on our fucking debt. Bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. We're not gonna do that. We're gonna raise it again, because that's what we've done all the other fucking times. And that's all we're gonna continue to fucking do. And then, I don't know about in other places, but obviously we have a huge back order shipment on all these fucking bad shipment. But we have this whole backlog of fucking cargo ships. You know what I wanna know? I don't understand the actual source of that. They talk about it, and then they tell us, like, to expect high prices, and that, you know, we're gonna have to eat fucking costs and to prepare now. But, like, the cargo ships backlogged. Is it? I think this one. Let's find out. Apparently San Diego's benefiting from logjam at LA port ships, but why? Why? Why is it happening? Why? I put why. Do y'all know fucking container getting, but why? I literally looked up a very specific fucking question, and I don't get why. I just get the fact that it's happening. Like, that's not what I want to know. I want to know why. There we go. Jesus Christ. Alright, so this says, it's volume. People in the U.S. and some other countries are ordering and buying more imported goods. The infrastructure just isn't there to handle this much freight. And so we just ordered more shit. We ordered so much shit that all those fucking... They all say it's increased consumer demand. Like, and the global pandemic. Workers are sick, truck drivers are sick. Like, okay, this person says it's because they're requiring them to get the fucking vaccine. Go fucking shit. It sounds like bullshit. Does that really sound like a valid excuse? We just bought more stuff. As a whole country, we all bought extra stuff this year. Who? What, with what fucking money? Right? We're all fucking employed, and no one's actually fucking hiring. People who have college degrees, can you go fuck off into your own fucking degree program? Be fucking great. No offense. I'm not trying to be mean. That just doesn't make sense to me. None of it makes sense. None of it, you know, I guess. You know, sometimes I think maybe I'm just ignorant and I don't fucking know. And maybe I don't fully understand. But I think, man, if I was actually fucking idiot and just going on about my whole fucking day and just oblivious to everything, I wonder, like... I don't even know what I'm trying to say at this point. Like,
I don't even know.
Like, continuously feeling like I fail is getting really fucking old. And then, like, positive people, like, you're a blessing. People who are positive, people who, and I hate to tell you, I don't think I'm a pessimistic person. I think I'm a realistic person. The problem is that real life is fucking sucks, and it's negative, and it's not just this positive fucking world. Like, good for you, fam, if you can keep a positive outlook on life, and you just think things will somehow work out, and all this other stuff. Like, good for fucking you, fam. I know that's not how that works. If that's how it fucking works, then, you know, then people who have missing children would always find their fucking children, unharmed. Like, if it always works out. Like, no, it doesn't always fucking work out. It doesn't. Like, honestly, I don't want to be told that it's going to be okay, or that it's all gonna, the stars will fucking align, and it, you know, it's okay, it'll be okay. Like, I don't want to be told that it will be fucking okay, and it's not like I'm even looking for validation, right? I don't need to be told, you're right, it is fucking shit. I already know it's fucking shit. I don't even know, like, what is that? What is, those of you who know, where it's like, you're not, it's not even necessarily, like, affirmation, right? I'm not looking to be, like, oh, yeah, you're right, this blows. Like, I already know it fucking blows. And I'm not looking for someone to tell me that it blows, but I'm also not looking for someone to just tell me it's gonna be okay either. So, I don't know. This podcast hasn't gone anywhere. I mean, not that. I mean, let's be honest, I usually don't. Anyway. I'm just really tired. I'm just really fucking tired. I just really hate all this extra life shit. It really fucking sucks. And I know there's people out there having great fucking lives and great for you. You know, like, and I mean that genuinely. It's not like I'm so self-loathing that I really just want people to fail by any means, you know? Like, I'm not trying to state that, you know? I mean, do you, go you, but I mean, there's just that point where it's like, I don't know. I don't even know. Well, thank you all, for those of you who listened. I'm on Reddit. It's the King's Kitten. You can find me on Twitter or on TikTok, which is just the King's Kitten. If you ever want to reach out for me, have any random fucking questions, go for it. And I will actually genuinely try. I mean, I did it last Tuesday. I'm trying to get back on schedule, so yeah, guys, so I guess hopefully you all have a good weekend. You know, for those of you who need to do shit, pumpkin patches. Because who doesn't need pumpkins for Halloween? And just so you know, gingerbread houses don't have to be solely for Christmas, and you can make spooky gingerbread houses is also an idea for you. It's what I'll be doing this weekend with my child because I love her to pieces, and kids love shit like that. And admittedly, I like shit like that, so it's just what it is. Anyway, yeah, have a good one, guys. Thanks for listening.